The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show that answers the question,
is it possible to make a vowel sound out of a potato?
Can the word potato be a verb?
What about an actual potato? Can that be a verb?
What about the word verb? Can the word verb be a verb? Can it be a potato?
Mama, I'm scaring myself.
And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. I have to say that every now and again, we get to have somebody on who's written a book that I cannot wait to read. Today, some of you will remember just a few months ago, there was a horrific incident in Thailand where a number of boys, 12 boys, were trapped in a cave. You all know the story I'm talking about. You probably saw graphics of it, how they got out of the cave. And it's one of those things that the whole world focuses on it. And I'm sure innumerable people were praying for those boys. And by the grace of God, they were able to get out. But the story of what happened, almost nobody knows the story unless you've read this book, The Boys in the Cave by Matt Gutman. It's The Boys in the Cave, Deep Inside the Impossible Rescue in Thailand. Matt Gutman is a national correspondent for ABC News. Actually, he's the chief national correspondent for ABC News. He's been on 2020, Good Morning America, Nightline, yada, yada, yada. He's on the phone with us. Matt Gutman, welcome to the program.
Eric, it is good to be with you.
It's great to talk to you. This is one of the most exciting stories. And when I say exciting, in a good way and in a horrible way, because it was so harrowing as we followed this through the news. And I always wondered, it was kind of like those miners who were stuck a few years ago in South America. You want to hear the details, and often you don't because the news cycle moves on. So I'm thrilled that you wrote this book. You must have written it the moment this was happening, or you must have known that there was a book in this, and because this is only a few months ago that it happened.
Yeah, it happened very quickly. It was actually HarperCollins, the publisher, that had watched my work on ABC News, and they said, hey, you know, what do you think about writing a book about this?
Yeah.
And it had already become a passion project of mine, and I had already committed myself to learning more about how exactly these kids got rescued. And I said, great. And then they said, you got to finish it in about 5 weeks. I said,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't start from zero. So
now, are you on a speakerphone? Because the sound is a little odd. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm talking into the handset.
Okay, so okay. Well, so listen. Reprise for my audience, in case anybody was themselves living in a cave when this news was happening. The details of how these kids got stuck in this vast cave.
Right. So it was a pretty usual thing in Maasai, Thailand. Not anymore, but it was then. And it was kind of a rite of passage that the head coach of the head coach of the under 13 team would frequently take the boys from his team and some other guys, part of his bicycle group that got connected on Facebook, and they'd go out on excursions. And one of the excursions they did from time to time was the Tham Luang Cave. Tham Luang Cave is the fourth longest cave in Thailand.
Wait. It's only the fourth longest cave in Thailand?
Yeah, I know.
You're freaking
it's
me out.
The poorest country, apparently, lots of caves.
You are so totally freaking me out. Yeah.
I know. It goes in, about 6.5-7 miles. That's a pretty deep cave, right? And there are a bunch of offshoots, but mostly it's a main cavern. So, you know, it's kind of an amateur spelunker's dream.
Okay, so this is not advanced spelunking. And I just want to say,
you don't even need ropes.
As a Greek, I've got to say, spileo is cave. Spelunking is the term for exploring caves. Okay, so this is not the kind of thing, right? This is the sort of thing that you could drag a bunch of 13-year-olds like, hey, no problem. It'll be fun.
Right. I just want to say I'm very impressed about your use of the Greek just now. I hope your audience is as well.
They're very impressed. They're always impressed. Go ahead.
I just wrote a book about caving. I did not know that the origin is Greek.
Well, I happen to be Greek, so I'm cheating. I'm cheating. I'm Greek. Okay.
No, there's no cheating. Okay. So, you know, it's kind of a regular thing. It's a cave that's a spelunker's dream. Everybody can go through it. It's also gorgeous. I've been in at least the first chamber. It was flooded when I went back afterwards. But, I mean, it is gargantuan, Eric. You can see the ceiling, and it's about 250 feet off the ground, and these stalactites, those giant tooth-like things that hang from the ceiling, are, you know, like 8 feet long. It would make a, you know, much bigger than, it's like the size of a dinosaur bone.
If one of them broke off and fell, it would crush you like a June bug.
You would be a very miserable little spelunker.
Yeah.
And squashed. So you don't want that to happen either. But that's not what people typically fear, because right at the foot of the entrance to the cave is a big sign, caution in English and in Thai, that says, do not go in the cave during rainy season. But they went in, it was June, and rainy season, it was June 20th, and June 23rd, and rainy season doesn't start until July 1st. So they figured, hey, we got a week.
Hey, we'll squeak in.
They were right.
We just made it.
Right, exactly. It's fine. But they go in, all 13 of them, one coach, 12 boys, very excited. They go all the way to pretty much to the end as far as they could go without having to dive through a couple of dips underwater. And when they start to come out, they realize that something's different. The kids start hollering out, hey, there's water everywhere. Did we get lost? And then the coach says, no, there's only one way in or out. Some of the kids have done it before, but not all. And they're really confused because they don't remember water on the way in. But what happened was it had started to monsoon outside. And what they didn't know is that Thailand had received about 3 feet more rain in that part of Thailand in the first few months of 2018 than was usual. And
that's,
so instead of
that's when the coach says the Thai version of whoopsie daisy. I mean, I cannot imagine. I was thinking about this coach the whole time, that what the pressure that man must have felt. I mean, it's very tough, you know, to think that he was living with this, that whole end for the rest of his life. But anyway, sorry, go ahead.
The pressure and the guilt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's now hailed as a hero because he kept them alive. But the guy was a goat, and not the greatest of all time.
Right.
A goat for quite a while, for the first couple of weeks until they got him out of the cave.
Yeah.
People thought, you buffoon, how did you stuck in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they go in, the whole mountain is no longer absorbing water, it's pushing it out, it's draining it through the actual mountain itself, and one of the main drain spots is this cave.
Uh-uh.
And, you know, water is coursing through it, you know, at tens of thousands of gallons an hour, and these kids are stuck. They're not going anywhere. And they realize that, and they start to retreat farther and farther back into the cave. And eventually, they take this high ground in a place called Chamber 9, which is kind of known to the cavers in the area because it's one of the highest points inside the cave. But the problem was that nobody knew for the first 10 days, whether or not they were alive.
Right.
There was no way to contact
them. Right.
And the crazy thing about being in a cave, which I only learned through doing this story, Eric, is that if you're that far into a cave, so they were 1,500 feet underground, about a mile and a half, 2 miles inside the cave, you might as well be on the moon. It is literally, and I talked to the American Air Force Special Operations guys, they're like, it would have been easier for us to contact the dark side of the moon, because we have satellites and communication systems, than to have communicated with this part of the cave. There's simply no way that modern society, and with all the high-tech gizmos that we have, can communicate several miles into the ground.
Right.
And so, you know, you could have been in outer space. And basically, that's how marooned the kids were. Nobody knew if they were alive or dead for the first 10 days. And these two British divers, John Vallance and Rick Stanton, go in. They think they maybe know where they are, and they find them. They're alive, and that's that video that we've all seen.
All right, we're going to go to a break. We're going to be right back, folks, with Matt Gutman talking about his new book, The Boys in the Cave, Deep Inside the Impossible Rescue in Thailand. Hair-raising stuff coming up. You won't believe some of this. Stick around.
If you could just talk to someone, it would make all the difference in the world. I mean, really open up and lay it out there. You would be amazed at how much progress you could make by talking to someone with your same Christian values, someone with wisdom and insight. I know you think there's no one you can really open up to, but there is Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who will help you through your issue. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Feeling overwhelmed by the start of the new year and all those resolutions you've made? Larry Elder here. Here's an incredibly easy, good-for-you way to get the extra boost you need to power through those resolutions. Get Super Beets by Human. Human Super Beets has harnessed the power of nutrient-rich beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide. You see, nitric oxide is exactly what your body needs more of to deliver more energy. I add one tiny teaspoon of great-tasting Super Beets to a glass of water every morning, and I get a heart-healthy boost without the need of a quick caffeine kick or sugar high. Super Beets gives me the energy I need to feel like I can conquer the world and all my resolutions. Right now, you can try Super Beets risk-free for 90 days. Get the result you want or get your money back minus return shipping. Call 800-996-3406 right now or go to elderbeets.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets and free shipping with your very first purchase. 800-996-3406 right now or go to elderbeets.com for this risk-free offer. 800-996-3406, elderbeets.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My husband and I wanted to buy a new car, and we don't have very good credit rating, so the bank recommended Trinity, so we called them. And the people were very nice. They told us the best solution for our problems.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
Trinity consolidated our bills, got us a lower interest rate, and a much better monthly payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
We feel much better now. Things are going pretty well. And since we've been with Trinity, our credit rating has really improved.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Ann, and we're debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest-Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest-Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest-Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
But I want
there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I think you knew that because that's Bachman Turner Overdrive. Hey, I'm talking to Matt Gutman, ABC News chief national correspondent, who has just written a book, amazing story, The Boys in the Cave, Deep Inside the Impossible Rescue in Thailand. Matt, welcome back. We're talking about how no one could reach these boys in the cave for the first 10 days because they're basically in the middle of a mountain, right?
Yeah. And I guess I got to do a better job of painting the scene for you, Eric, because not only are they in the middle of the mountain, but this part of Thailand is in the middle of monsoon season now, and they are getting deluged. And so the Thai government starts to throw resources at this. And within a couple of days, they've got like 10,000 people swarming this mountain. They're trying to find alternate routes in. They're trying to drill their way in. There's so many people. Everybody's duplicating their work. It's a muddy mess up there at this base camp. And as they start to send more and more people, the chaos starts to increase as well. And so it's kind of a mess when these Americans arrive and these British divers are there. And they're trying to make sense out of all of this and trying to figure out how to get to the boys. But there are all these side projects going on.
So there's a lack of leadership is what you're telling me.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Complete chaos there. And it's through this that this group of American special operators and these British divers have to figure out a way not only to get to the boys, but eventually once they do find the boys, to get them out without killing them.
Wow. I mean, the reason and what you're describing, some people know this, is that this is not only a deep cave, but the it's a serpentine cave. It's not just a hole. It's in other words, you're going along a path to get to this vast inner chamber, and this path has ups and downs, which are now utterly flooded. They are underwater. So there's no way out without going underwater.
Thank you. That's exactly it. So there is well over a mile of underwater passage. And, you know, when we think underwater cave, we think of a nice, perfect tube, you know, kind of like a large pipe, a drainage pipe, a sewer maybe. But this is like, think about an Iron Maiden of a sewage pipe, right? So instead of it being bricks on the inside or cement, it's filled with jagged rocks that are poking in, and it's got all these turns. And it's pitch dark because the water is completely murky because it's filled with mud. And the current is coming at you at a pretty good pace, so faster than you can swim. So the only way to get in there is to go hold on from one rock to the other and basically, you know, crawl your way through against this water, underwater, with a scuba tank on, or probably most of these guys carried four because they needed all of that air, as you're trying to get to these boys. So it is literally, for these are the best cave divers in the world, and they are saying that this is something that is harder than they've ever done in their entire lives. An incredibly challenging swim just to get to the boys.
And by the way, let's be clear.
Right?
They are risking their lives. And
oh, absolutely.
They are heroes because this is not for money. This is simply because they felt in their hearts this is the right thing to do. That is itself extraordinary. You know, in history, there aren't many societies that create human beings with that kind of heart, willing to sacrifice themselves for strangers, for absolute strangers. Just a stunning that to me is so stunning that they were willing to do this.
You know,
but yeah,
and it's a really good point you make because I don't think I mean I know the guys told me that they probably wouldn't have taken the risks that they did if these were adults.
Right.
If we were talking about a group of 13 adults who got themselves lost, they'd be like, I'm not going to kill myself over this. I mean, I'm going to try everything to get them out. But because of the fact that these were kids, you know, from the ages of 11 to 16, most of them were 13-year-olds. It wasn't their fault that they were in here. They had entire lives to live. And these divers, and there were Thais among them, not the ultimate rescue divers, but the initial groups, there, you know, it was really an international group. And everybody basically said, hey, you know, we can't let these kids die in there. And so they eventually took risks that were more than they ever had. I mean, and Eric, we were talking about the kind of rush of water against them. The current was so strong that it was ripping people's goggles off their face.
Oh.
Just to give you an indication, it was that strong. They literally, if you turn the wrong way, whoop, your goggles were going right out. Incredibly harrowing. Guys were having basically panic attacks in there. These are the best divers in the world. They were getting pushed back. They were getting stuck against.
See, that to me, this is what's so fascinating,
around.
Is just listening to this could give me a panic attack. And you're telling me that these are the guys who do this. And what I always laugh at is how God makes everybody so different. The fact that there are human beings who, for their own entertainment, dive in caves. I mean, this is what these guys do. It just blows my mind. So when you tell me that it was tough for them, I mean, I guess I'm almost speechless. It's just, this is,
you know, Eric, so much of this is about experience, right? These guys, especially the British guys, they grew up doing this. This is all they've ever known. You know, you talk to them and, you know, that's pretty much what they talk about most of the day. And it's interesting, but if you want to go to a different subject, it's less interesting.
Yeah.
But they would say the same thing about you. They're like, this guy talks publicly for hours at a time all day. I'd rather shoot myself in the head.
Yeah,
that's
well,
crazy.
That's
I can't do that.
Yeah.
But you're good at it because you've been doing it. And that's you know, you are skilled at this. And so everybody has their own skills. And this happens to be their very own, very, very unique skill. And they were very good at it. Okay, but... So you get the problem, though, right? So you're really good at doing something, but then you have these 13-year-old kids. They don't even know how to swim, barely. Like, they can doggy paddle, but they're not doing a one-and-a-half-mile underwater dive in the most treacherous cave diving in the entire world.
Now, before,
they don't even know how to use scuba equipment.
Before we get into that, so the kids, how many kids were there?
So there were 12 kids and the coach.
Okay. They are stranded. So 13 human beings stranded at a high point, beyond which is water.
Correct.
A mile starving. A mile from where they came in.
A mile and three quarters from where they came in. They have not eaten since. So they are found on Monday, July 4th. July 2nd. They went in there on the 23rd. So they were found 10 days. They had been 10 days without eating.
Okay.
By the time food got to them, it had been 12 days.
Now,
these are pretty hungry, malnourished kids.
Now, the water is fresh water.
I mean, you and I wouldn't drink it by choice.
Is it brackish?
But
could they drink it?
I mean, it's full of mud. Yeah, it's full of mud. There's also runoff from nearby farms. So, I mean, I wouldn't drink it by choice, but if it was that or dying of thirst, I'm drinking it. Give me a cup.
So they were able to survive to drink water is my point, because if that had been salt water, they would have died of dehydration. So
correct.
Now, what were they thinking? In your book, do you talk about their side of the story? In other words, as they're sitting there, day five, day eight, what were they thinking? What were they doing?
So the first few days, first 24 hours, they were, you know, that's when the sheer terror sets in. They know they're lost. Some of the boys are crying for their mommies. They're boys, they're mama's boys. They, you know, they've never really left the town of Maasai, which is this pretty little town about, I don't know, 30,000 people in northern Thailand, right against the border with Myanmar. Pretty remote part of the country. These are country kids, but they're sort of the cream of the crop of this country town, right? They go to private schools. Their parents are merchants, and they own stores, and so they try to give their kids a leg up. They got tutors, and they play soccer, and they ride bikes, and they're on Facebook, and they have phones, and their parents spoil them with video games. So they're aware of the world. They've just never really been out in it. And here they are stuck in this cave, and they desperately want to go home, and they desperately want to eat. It's one of the kids' birthdays, the first day they get trapped. The second day is another kid's birthday. They don't celebrate, and they're crying. The next couple days, they're just thinking about food and water. And they realize that the water going through the tunnel is probably not super clean, so they're trying to get most of it.
Hang on a second, Matt. We're going to go to a break. Folks, we'll be right back with the rest of this amazing story. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has announced plans for a more aggressive space-based missile defense system to protect the U.S. from adversaries. He says many of the country's enemies are working hard to find ways of getting around current missile defenses. Florida's newest senator already speaking out about the government shutdown. It's Republican Senator Rick Scott now calling for congressional members' pay to be furloughed until the partial government shutdown comes to an end. Authorities say at least 9 people have been killed, more than 20 injured in a car bombing at a police academy in Colombia's capital city of Bogota. It's believed to be the work of leftist rebels from the National Liberation Army. They've been stepping up their attacks on police targets inside Colombia amid a standoff with the conservative president, Iván Duque, over how to restart stalled peace talks. Some fluctuations on Wall Street have the Dow down now by about 4 points, and NASDAQ still up by 12. More details at srnnews.com.
Wealth 365 Summit is the largest online-only wealth conference in the world and features over 70 live wealth-focused topics, including stock trading, futures, options, forex, retirement planning, and more. Best of all, you get to participate from the comfort of your home or office absolutely free. To secure your free pass to Wealth 365, just text the word NOW to 411-411. Be a part of a world-class financial conference with zero travel expenses, no crowds or outside distractions. Wealth 365 makes it possible for you to have access to the highest quality financial speakers, celebrity wealth experts, and institutions free. Wealth 365 is a 6-day event that puts you in the company of the world's leading experts in business and personal finance right from the comfort of your home or office. Find out why industry juggernauts like Forbes and Investors Business Daily choose Wealth 365. Text NOW to 411-411 to secure your free pass. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Text and data rates may apply.
With all the recent news about online security breaches, it's hard not to worry about where your data goes. Making an online purchase or simply accessing your email could put your private information at risk. You're being tracked online by social media sites, marketing companies, and your mobile or internet provider. Take back your privacy by using ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN has easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of your computer, phone, and tablet. Turning on ExpressVPN protection only takes one click. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Protecting yourself with ExpressVPN costs less than $7 a month. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Hewitt. That's expressvpn.com/Hewitt for 3 months free with a 1-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Hewitt to learn more.
Folks, it's here from Texas Show. We're not jive talking, folks. We're telling you the truth about the boys in the cave. Just absolutely stunning, harrowing story of the boys trapped in the cave in Thailand. This is just months ago, and there's a book out now by Matt Gutman, ABC News chief national correspondent. We're talking to him right now. So, Matt, you're telling us that while they are trapped deep in this cave, of course, first of all, they don't know whether anyone will be able to rescue them or if anybody is trying. They know nothing.
Right. And so the first couple of days, they're consumed with terror. The next couple of days, they're consumed with hunger, how to find food. There is no food. The cave offers nothing. It's mud and water and rock. And the days after that, they realize, well, we don't think anybody's coming. And so these are soccer players. They're used to working as a team. And the coach, this is where his heroism starts to come into play. That he's going to lose these kids to madness because they're also trying to husband their flashlights. And they have flashlights, but they know that the batteries are not going to last forever.
Something just dawned on me that they're absolutely in the dark without any source of light except their flashlights.
Correct.
Okay, that
and not only is it dark.
That point needs to be made earlier in the story because that makes it that much more horrific. The idea that they're sitting on this you know, piece of nothing in a cave and they can't see each other unless they use their flashlights.
Right.
That now.
And you know how earlier, Eric, we talked about the sort of space metaphor. It would have been easier, literally, to have contacted people stuck on the moon than in this cave. Well, the same thing goes for light, right? We're talking about a photon-less light. Not a single photon manages to penetrate inside this cave.
Right.
So this is a darkness more complete than you would have in the very farthest outer reaches of space.
Like, right.
Your eyes do not adjust to this light because there is nothing for them to adjust to. So the only way they could see anything is with the flashlights, but they only have a limited number of hours. So he doesn't let them use it all the time. He also tells them, the coach, that, hey, guys, we're going to have to dig our way out. And he knows that that's impossible, but it gives them a mission. And so they start thinking about escape. They start testing the water around them. They know they can't swim very well. Still, every day they try and test it. They gauge where it is, and every day they spend a certain number of hours digging. They don't go very far. They go literally 10 feet, but it gave them a sense of mission. And I believe that it saved their minds from what would happen to me, which is madness and complete darkness. And I think that's, hugely important on the coach's part. And eventually, we talked about it. The British guys do find them. Then a couple of tie divers manage to get there.
I need the timeline. On what day does someone from the outside emerge into their cavern and say, here we are?
Okay, on day 10, these two British divers who are the best in the world find them. On day 11, tie divers following the rope set by the Brits manage to get there. They almost die on the way in.
Okay, hang on, Matt. When the first divers find them, do they have the means to tell the outside world that they have found them?
Again, it's a really good question. So, no, we're talking Stone Age, less than Stone Age technology. So not only, I'm so glad you brought that up, Eric. Thank you. When you know a story so well, you're like, oh, that's obvious. Okay. The way they found them, right, they don't have, nothing works that far into a mountain. There's no sensor, there's no radar, there's no infrared, nothing. So the only tool that the British divers had that could work to tell them they were near the boys was their nose. So every time there was an air pocket, the British divers would surface and sniff. And they were smelling for bodies and human activity. And finally, on this 10th day, they smelled something that was so horrific, they were convinced that they had found the corpses of the boys.
Right.
And so they keep swimming, and their heads are now above water. And, it's an atrocious smell. And then they hear voices, and then you see the video that they recorded. And they ask, how many of you? Because they know they're looking for the number 13. And they're not expecting that all of them are alive because the smell is so horrific. They think some of them are dead.
Right.
And then the kids say, 13, because one of them knew a little bit of English.
Right.
And these divers are like, yes! But the smell had been so bad because the boys and the coach had been in there for 10 days, and they're stuck in a patch of turf that is about the size of a bathroom. Maybe a little bit bigger. But
you see, now you also didn't say that in the beginning. You mean to tell me that they are stuck? Because in our minds, we picture that they're on a spot like, let's say, the size of a house, right? But you're telling me that they're in a cramped space? Like, how big was it?
I would say that the whole space was about the size of a living room. The flat area was about the size of a bathroom. Pretty cramped.
This is unbelievable. This is another very important piece that I've never heard before. So these 13 kids are trapped on something that tiny. That's a stunning.
Yeah, the flat part where they actually slept. And
okay, so obviously they're
very small.
They're doing their business. Number one, number two, and that accounts for the smell. Okay, we're going to be right back, folks, with the rest of the story. Unbelievable. The Boys in the Cave is the title of the book. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Albin, I always talk about Relief Factor, but sometimes it's better to hear from somebody else. So today, we're going to hear from Anne. Here she is.
It has changed my life, is the only thing I can say. Been exercising for years. My shoulder is in bad, bad shape. It's swelling. It hurts. It goes numb during the night. Well, I heard about Relief Factor on the radio, and I'd been hearing testimonies for a couple of years, and I decided I'm going to order Relief Factor because I need help. I was sleeping sitting up for 5 years with pillows in my back, and now I'm sleeping flat on my back with one pillow.
This is amazing. I beg my relatives to take this. I was at a wedding recently. I'm begging them. I'm saying, look, you've got aches and pains. Take this. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you. You're crazy not to try it. And by the way, it's cheap. Like, that's the whole idea. Yeah. That's why it's, like, you know, sweeping the nation, because people can afford to take it.
Yes.
Go to ReliefFactor.com. Get the quick start pack for $19.99. Check it out. 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
If you could just talk to someone, it would make all the difference in the world. I mean, really open up and lay it out there. You would be amazed at how much progress you could make by talking to someone with your same Christian values, someone with wisdom and insight. I know you think there's no one you can really open up to, but there is Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who will help you through your issue. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas. If you know MyPillow, you already know how effective it is. On this program, we joke half seriously that it is the official pillow of Rip Van Winkle. Mike Lindell dedicated himself to inventing a pillow that works, that's effective. It's not a joke. I mean, if you know his story, we've interviewed him on the program. It's an amazing story, right? Okay, well, if you're looking for a great night's sleep, right now is the perfect time to get your first MyPillow. By the way, if you already know how great it is, you can get them for everybody you know. But I say that because right now on this program, to my listeners, there is a special offer, a four-pack offer that includes two premium MyPillows with two go-anywhere pillows plus free shipping. You have to call 800-978-3057 and use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or call 800-978-3057. Do it now. Show. We're talking about a truly, truly, truly amazing story, almost unbelievable. The title of the book is The Boys in the Cave, Deep Inside the Impossible Rescue in Thailand. Matt Gutman, you're telling us this story. The more questions that I get answered, the more horrified I am by what they experienced. This, it doesn't get too much worse than this.
Yeah, it's a pretty harrowing experience. So what we just talked about is how they were found, and that's because the divers used their noses to find them because the stench had been so bad. Then there was the issue, Eric, of getting food to them. These kids were starving. So the next day, Thai divers, following the rope laid down by the Brits, managed to get there.
But you're telling me that the Brits are there and the Brits don't go back. The Brits stay with them.
No, the Brits can't stay with them. They have just enough air to get back out of the cave.
But did they bring them food?
No water.
They didn't bring them anything.
They didn't know they'd find them. They were looking for corpses.
They brought them hope.
Everybody thought they brought them hope, exactly.
That's exactly right.
That's all they could bring.
Yeah.
Hope and, indeed, what they actually thought was a false promise. So I heard part of the tape that most people didn't, and that is that the Brits keep saying, you know, they're going to come back tomorrow with an ambulance and rescue you. They were just trying to give them hope, but they really did not believe that they'd be able to get the kids out.
With an ambulance?
Didn't see how it was physically possible. Yeah, I know.
A submarine ambulance is on the way.
Medics.
What?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
They said medics, but the little boy who spoke a smattering of English translated it to the rest of the kids as they're bringing an ambulance. I mean, he did a pretty good
job. What they've been praying for, an ambulance. Okay, so the British divers are convinced these boys are going to die.
They're convinced that they can't get them out. They don't know how they're going to do it. The next day, these Thai special forces, Thai Navy SEALs, manage to follow the line that the Brits set and get in there. But on the way in, one of them loses his mask. They run out of air. They nearly die. They physically can't get back out of the cave unless somebody else brings them more air. And there are only a handful of people in the world capable of making this dive. They only bring a few caloric gels for the boys. They don't have food either because you physically can't carry anything unless you are one of the best divers in the world because the trip in is so physically demanding and arduous.
Right, right.
The next day, those same Brits who are the best in the world manage to bring in about 75 MREs, which are meals ready to eat. They are supplied by the U.S. military that's there on the ground. Finally, 12 days in, the boys get to have a meal, and they start tucking into these things. They're supposed to kind of, gingerly use them because they don't know how long they're going to be in there. But they're so hungry, they start eating a couple of those things a day. Now, the biggest threat to the boys at this point is not the elements, is not the cave. It's, according to the British divers and the Americans, is basically the Thai government. Right now, the Thai government is so obsessed with getting every single one of these boys out of there that they're saying, hey, listen, we're not going to attempt a rescue mission because it's too dangerous. What we're going to do is wait until the monsoon season is over 3 to 4 months from now, maybe 5 months from now, and have the boys walk out of the cave the same way they came in. But pretty quickly, the Brits and the Americans who are there start telling the government, they're like, hey, guys, if they don't starve to death because we can't get enough food back there, they are going to drown because the monsoon is coming again and the water level in the cave is going to rise, or they're going to asphyxiate because right now we just took in an air oxygen meter in there, and it says there's only 15% oxygen.
Whoa!
What we normally breathe, breathe, is 21%.
Oh, okay, okay. But still, you're telling me that they're using the oxygen, they are exhaling carbon dioxide, and they are soon going to die simply from that.
Yeah, because remember, they're in this tiny space using a finite amount of oxygen, and, 15% it is a little bit, because below 15%, once you get into the 14s, you're talking about loss of cognitive ability, physical impairment. Physical impairment already happened at 15%. So these kids are literally, your lips start turning blue at less than that. And these kids are in peril. And now they just had four more Thai divers get stuck and marooned in there. And so they're sucking up oxygen and eating the MREs, and time is running out. So the Americans and the Brits start to tell them, hey, listen, we got to go in there now. Now, we can't promise you we'll save all of them. In fact, we believe that the majority of these boys are going to die on the extraction dive. But we can promise you this. If you let them stay until the end of the monsoon season, all of them are going to die. That is a promise. They will not survive 3 to 4 months in there. So if you don't get them out now, they're all going to die. If you try to do a rescue dive now,
right.
75% of them might die.
So
at least we could bring one boy home to his mother.
So what is the plan for the rescue dive?
Like, what?
They were going to like sedate them or something? Tell us that.
Correct. Easy way to get them out of the cave, because they don't really know how to swim. They've never had any experience scuba diving. You can't teach it to them in the confines of the cave, is to knock them out. And so there happened to be an Australian diver, a cave diver who's one of the best divers in the world, who happens to be an anesthesiologist, who happened to be ready to go just when this happened. And so this guy had, you know, administered ketamine, which was the chosen drug, to children before, but never in a cave, never a mile and a half into the ground, and never in complete darkness.
Well, but the other question is, if you're unconscious, but you're going to be required to breathe through a mile and a half of underwater, you know, that's really crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eric is a very astute listener. And I guess, you know, we talk about skill. He's on this. He knows.
I just can't believe what I'm hearing.
No,
the idea that they're going to be.
I forgot the most important part.
Yeah.
The only way to get them out is not only to sedate them, but they had these full face oxygen tanks, not oxygen tanks, but full face masks.
Right.
That wouldn't require them to do anything.
Right.
Except breathe naturally, which you can do while you're sedated. But they're very, very rare, because it's a full face mask that has positive pressure, which basically feeds the boys oxygen and air.
This is mind-blowing.
And in this case, the boys were going to get 80% oxygen.
The only thing I like about this, so we're going to go to another break, Matt. I'm sorry. The only thing I like about this story is the fact that they didn't have to be conscious while they were extracted, because that, to me, is the most horrible thing I've ever heard. Hang on. We've got a final segment with Matt Gutman. The Boys in the Cave is the book. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
And freedom, oh freedom, well, that's just some people.
Imagine
talk.
A politician saying this today: I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is making his case for a stronger missile defense system.
In a time of rapidly evolving threats, we must be certain that our defensive capabilities are unrivaled and unmatched anywhere in the world.
The president today at the Pentagon said keeping up with the latest developments is a key goal of his new missile defense strategy.
It's new technology. It's ultimately going to be a very, very big part.
Security analyst Brandon Weikert says the president's right to be concerned about emerging threats from adversaries, including China.
He's 100% correct that we have to do more. We haven't been paying attention. We've basically let our abilities wither on the vine, and our enemies know that, and they're taking advantage of the low-hanging fruit that we've provided them.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average now up by close to 200 points. This is SRN News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990. 800-452-6990. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Folks, it's here from Texas Show. Matt Gutman, the book is The Boys in the Cave. Matt, we've just got a few minutes left, 4 minutes. Tell me, do you have, has somebody bought the movie rights to this?
I can't tell you that, but you know, there's,
but if you
there's,
could,
there's a possible movie happening.
But if you could tell me, what would you say?
I would say that there is interest.
Yeah. And, oh no! This is a movie. This is a movie. I wish I were a movie maker. Okay. So quick, they need to be sedated. They're sedated. They got the oxygen masks, and then they're going to be carried through the water by these expert divers. Stunning. What happens?
Right. One diver to one boy, because some of the passages are literally the space between your car.
Between what? Did we lose Matt?
And the cement.
Between, say that so, again, between you know, the car and the what?
And the pavement and the street.
Oh, my God.
You know, we're talking like 10, 12 inches.
Mechanics creeper.
Tiny, tiny spaces. Yeah. So in some of the times, so let me take a step back. When they sedate the boys, we're not talking about like giving them a Xanax to calm them down, although they gave them a pre-Xanax before the sedation. They were giving them ketamine, which is a very powerful sedative. You could have chopped off a limb and the kids wouldn't have felt it.
This is like what
the
Michael Jackson died from, I think.
It's very similar to propofol. Very similar,
okay.
But does not have the respiratory side effects.
Okay, two so minutes.
It's a similar
type
of drug.
2 minutes left. Go ahead.
All right. So they're taking them out, but the problem with ketamine is you wake up after about 30 minutes.
Oh.
So these kids are jerking awake into consciousness in this dark tunnel with these divers trying to swim them through, and the divers are given extra ketamine, but they've never given a dose of ketamine to anyone ever in their lives. They've never given a shot. So here they are, pitch black cave. These kids are starting to come awake, become conscious, and these divers are like, what do I do? So they reach into the first guy on the first dive with the first boy, reaches into his pouch. All of the syringes start floating out into the water. He starts like grabbing them, finally puts the stuff together, pins the kid up against the wall, jabs his leg with the ketamine, and after a minute or two, the kid goes back into unconsciousness. And then he keeps swimming. And he had to do that 4 times in that dive, Eric. So, like, we're talking harrowing, like, mind-bursting nerves and harrowing.
This is
on 12 times, 13 times with the coach. It's insane.
And, okay, we're out of time. Matt Gutman, they all got out. Final question. Do you believe God was involved in this? Because this is the most amazing rescue. This should never have happened and been successful.
I'll put it this way. The American Special Operations Forces guys, and pretty much everyone involved, says, listen, believe in God or not, something bigger than us was involved.
I'm sure it was an alien.
I don't know.
I'm sure it was some kind of alien.
I don't think he meant aliens.
Yeah, no. People are always talking about God, but they get embarrassed, and so they have to say something bigger than we're talking about God, folks. This is so amazing. I'm so grateful to you, Matt, for using your skills as a journalist to tell this story. I'm sorry we're out of time, but the book is The Boys in the Cave, Deep Inside the Impossible Rescue in Thailand. There's pictures. Matt, congratulations, and thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.